My friend, I want to take just a few minutes to share with you an opportunity where you and I can potentially get together to work on your real estate investing business to help get you unstuck, to do so in an environment of other successful, like-minded real estate investors and in a world-class setting. So if that has piqued your interest in any way, I want you to just take a few minutes to listen to what I have to say. So, you know, being born and raised in Miami, my family and I have always visited and spent some time in the Florida Keys. In fact, it's one of my favorite places in the world. And, you know, just in July, I spent my 40th birthday there with my family. We rented a nice house on the water. And I was talking to my wife and I said, you know, I'd love to share this with the right group of people. And I got to thinking. And so what I have decided to do is I am going to be renting a beautiful house on the water with a pool. And I'm going to host the first Flip Empire experience at this house. It's going to be for a very small, select group of people. It's going to be very intimate, probably somewhere between 8 and 12 people max, if that at all. And I just want to take an opportunity to share this with you. So if you have any interest at all in getting together with like-minded individuals, people that are going to walk alongside you, people that are going to hold you accountable, people that have already achieved a certain level of success in their business, you know, so if you're just getting started in this business, if you haven't done any deals, I really appreciate you. I love the fact that you're listening to this podcast, wanting to learn and to grow, but this is not for you. So this first Flip Empire experience is going to be, if you've already done deals, if you've already, if you're already making money and you want to, you know, as they say, take it to another level and you want to do so, you want to network with the right people. You want to go deep on what's working, what's not working, and help you get unstuck, essentially remove any roadblocks or barriers that are preventing you from getting to, you know, from where you are today to where you want to go. And you want to do so in a place where people aren't going to judge you and people are just going to, like, you know, help you essentially, help you get from where you are to where you want to go. And in some cases, it might be even something on the personal side that's masking itself as a business challenge, but it's actually a personal challenge. But if you see the value in that and you want to do so with the right people, in the Florida Keys in an amazing location, and you want to experience what this is all about, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to head over to flipempire.com/private. There's going to be a very, very short web form there. And that's going to essentially start the process where you and I can connect and see if ultimately this is the right fit. I will tell you, there is going to be an investment involved. It's not going to be anything crazy, $20,000, $25,000. It's not going to be anything like that. But if you're already doing deals and if you know there's another level, if you know there's an opportunity where getting together in an inspiring location with the right people and just essentially removing anything that's preventing you from getting to where you want to go and help you accomplish your goals, head over to flipempire.com/private. And that's going to jumpstart the process essentially of us connecting and seeing if you are the right fit for the first Flip Empire experience that I'm going to be hosting. Really, really looking forward to it. Again, if you think this is for you, there's no commitments, no obligations. Just take a few minutes to fill out the web form and you and I will connect on a call. I'll answer any questions you have and ultimately determine if this would make sense for both of us. So head over to flipempire.com/private. And if that's you, I look forward to speaking with you soon. Here we are, episode 453 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
So what's going on, my friends? If you are joining me for the first time, my name is Alex Pardo. I am super, super grateful and just ecstatic that you have plugged in here to the Flip Empire Show. And if you have been following along for a while and you're tuned in, you're subscribed, thank you. Genuinely, genuinely appreciate you. And I'm so happy that I get to do what I do. You know, it reminds me of a shift, a switch I had years ago when I was talking to a coach of mine and I was sharing with him some things on my to-do list, right? Because I wanted to be more productive, more efficient. And he said, what would things look like or how would you feel if that was a get-to-do list and not a to-do list? And so that always stuck with me, you know, the fact that we have options, we have choices, and the decisions we make or lack thereof is what impacts the quality of the life we live. And the types of questions we have also impact the quality of the life we live and the people we surround ourselves, right? These are all things that have a major influence on our life, but we all have choices and we get to do things. And so I just wanted to kind of throw that in there as I'm talking about, you know, having the opportunity to host this podcast. It's something I get to do and I love to do, and that's because of you. So I really appreciate that. One thing I want to elaborate on a little bit before we get going, if you haven't listened to episode 451, I encourage you to do so. And obviously the previous episodes, but the reason I bring up episode 451 is because that is the first time that I put it out there that I may be hosting a private, intimate, exclusive mastermind at a beautiful house in the Florida Keys on the water. At some point next year, probably Q1 or Q2, I haven't, I just put it out there. I wanted to put it out there to you first, you know, my audience, you know, from the podcast. And I wanted to, I've had so many conversations throughout the past year, year and a half, people that want to be involved in masterminds and they want to take their business to the next level and they want to improve the quality of their life and they want to network and build relationships with the right people. But, you know, sometimes it's timing, sometimes it's finances, sometimes it's a number of things as to why they're not able to, sometimes it's travel, able to commit to a mastermind that meets on a regular basis, et cetera. And so what I've decided to do is my wife and I, we love the Florida Keys. In fact, it's on our vision to own a home on the water there, God willing, within the next few years. And so every year we rent a house there for at least a week. Earlier this year for my birthday in the summer, I was in the Keys for a couple of weeks. And that's when the thought kind of popped up for me. And lately it's been getting some more steam because of people reaching out to me. But I am thinking, my wife and I are looking at some houses to rent for next year. And these are beautiful homes that we're going to get to enjoy for, you know, for a period of time. And I was like, what if I was to get a small, intimate, the right group of people that were go-givers and just wanted to share and open up and they wanted to, you know, address what was holding them back in their business and or life and do it in kind of a world-class setting. If you've never been to the Keys, it's very different. It's kind of like a slice of paradise. It doesn't feel like you're part of the U.S. It's about an hour away from Miami, and it's just a different vibe, different atmosphere. Absolutely love the Florida Keys, and this might be your opportunity. If you have any interest in masterminding in a small, intimate group in a house in the Keys, you know, that's where the mastermind would actually be held. Head over to flipempire.com/private. It's a simple web form that we've set up. It'll take you a minute. No commitments, really just raising your hand and saying, hey, I'd be interested in attending. It's not going to be cheap. It'll be about $5,000 to attend the two-day mastermind in the Keys. But I can guarantee you we're going to have a lot of fun and we're going to go deep on things holding you back. And it's going to be an actual true mastermind. I'm not going to be at the front of the room teaching. I'll be facilitating the room and I'll be making sure that we're getting key issues addressed in everyone's business and life. And so if you have any interest in that, flipempire.com/private. And then we'll be in contact ultimately if I decide to do this, which it's picking some steam up and it's looking like I may be going in that direction. But I just wanted to put it out to you first. Chances are I haven't even put this out on social media yet, but I'm sure once I do this thing up, I think it'll fill up if I decide to do it. So no promises, but if you are interested, just head over there, fill out your information and I'll be in contact with you. So guys, I want to share with you something. I've had so many coaching calls recently about hiring and building a team and that kind of thing, right? But before we do that, I think there's some things we need to lay the groundwork. And so this episode isn't going to be about hiring and building a team and training and onboarding and setting your team up for success. I mean, I've covered those topics on the show before, and I'll probably be going deeper in the near future on that. But one of the things that comes up a lot is, hey, how do I know the actions and the activities and the tasks that I'm working on, the things I'm doing? How do I know this is what's going to move me and get me towards, you know, where I want to go, right? So assuming you have the clarity, assuming you have clearly defined goals that are SMART, right? That the acronym, think of the acronym SMART: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, some people say realistic, and then timely. Assuming you have a SMART goal, how do you know the things you work on a daily basis, assuming you're consistent, is what's getting you in that direction? One of the practical exercises I'd like to share with you, which I've shared with you know, people that I've coached before, is for 1 week, I want you to time track what you do. I want you to track the tasks that you do every 15 to 30 minutes for 1 week, right? And I want you to, it's probably going to open your eyes to where you're spending a lot of time, where you're being efficient. And more importantly, what's going to jump out at you, it's kind of like the ugly purple house on the block of all white houses. It's going to be an eyesore. It's going to be a sore thumb. When you do this, more times than not, what I find is that you're going to see that you're spending a lot of time on social media. It could be the TV. It could be you're taking 30-minute bathroom breaks instead of 5-minute bathroom breaks. It could be a number of things. It could be you just being distracted, scrolling on your phone. There's a number of things, but I want you to time block and I want you to track what you do every 15 to 30 minutes for an entire week. And then I want you to grab a spreadsheet or a sheet of paper. And if you grab a sheet of paper, I want you to draw three vertical lines, right? So you're going to have four columns. And in column one, you are going to label that column energy/revenue. In column two, you're going to name it energy/non-revenue. In column three, you're gonna say drain energy/revenue. And then drain energy/non-revenue. Okay, that's how you're going to label this. So basically, column one is the things that give you energy that are revenue generating activities. Column two are the things that give you energy that are not revenue generating activities. Column three, the things that drain you from energy or take away energy from you, i.e., the things you don't like to do, the things you don't want to do that are revenue generating activities. And then column four are the things that you don't like to do. They drain your energy and they're non-revenue generating activities. So once you time block and once you document essentially what you do on a daily basis, from the moment that you start working to the moment that you stop working, start and stop, right? You document that and you have a week's worth of data. What I want you to do then is I want you to start with day one. So let's say that's Monday. And look at all the tasks and all the things that you did from the moment you started working to the moment you stopped working. And I want you to essentially pluck those and put them into one of the four columns, right? So let's say in the morning you started off, by checking email. Okay, so if that's what you did for the first 15 minutes of your day, then document that and be honest with yourself. Don't cheat the process here because otherwise you're just cheating yourself. But take that and put it into one of the four columns. So does email... Is that something that gives you energy, i.e. something you enjoy and is revenue generating? Is it something that gives you energy, i.e. you enjoy and it's non-revenue generating? Do you not like it, but it does generate revenue? Or do you not like it and it doesn't? Put it into one of those four columns and go down the line. So now that you knock out Monday and you've essentially filtered everything that you did on Monday into one of those four columns, move on to Tuesday, then Wednesday, then Thursday, then Friday. What you're going to have here at the end is you're going to have a very comprehensive list. If you've time blocked and you've done that part effectively and you've documented the tasks that you do every 15 to 30 minutes, essentially what you're going to see is a blueprint, a roadmap of where you need to be spending at the very minimum 80 to 90% of your time. And you've probably guessed that you need to be spending 80 to 90% of your time on the left side of that document or the left side of that spreadsheet. In other words, the things that give you energy that are revenue generating and the things that give you energy that maybe are non-revenue generating, you need to be spending the majority of your time on the left-hand side of this document, right? Now, essentially what you have is there's multiple benefits to doing this exercise. Number one, the things on the right-hand side of this document are the first things that you need to get off your plate. What was the episode that I talked about? Four questions you got to ask yourself. How can I automate something, delegate it, outsource it, or delete it? So that's episode 441. If you go to flipempire.com, look for episode 441 or on Apple Podcasts or any of the podcast platforms, make sure you listen to that episode. But essentially, the things you have on the right-hand side of the document are the things that you need to ask yourself. How can I automate this? How can I delegate it? How can I outsource it? Or how can I delete it? How can I just get it out of my world? And essentially what you're going to do is now you're starting to remove the clutter on your plate so that you can tap in and focus on your strengths, focus on your unique ability, focus on the things that give you energy, not take you away from energy, right? And so this is why I kind of tie this into hiring and building a team and looking for the right people, because essentially now what you have is you can start to create a job description. You can start to figure out, hey, where are the holes in my business and or life that I could really open and then start looking at the things you want to get off your plate, particularly the things you don't, non-generating activity. I would start there and get someone to do it, figure out how you can delegate, outsource, or even better, if you can automate it, or just get it out of your world, delete it because it's not necessary. Maybe it's something you're just accustomed to doing, but when you really drill down deep, you don't even have to do it. So focus on the last column, the fourth column. Again, the things that drain you from energy that are non-revenue generating. And then if you hop over to the third column, what are the things that you don't like doing but are revenue generating? Maybe it's cold calling, right? Well, you don't like to do that, but it's revenue generating. How can you find someone to do that for you? All right. These are the types of questions you got to start asking yourself. And then one of the other benefits, obviously, is now you need to be asking yourself on a daily basis, hey, did I spend at least 80% of my day focused on the left-hand side of the equation, on column one or column two? Ideally, when you're in business mode and you're working, you're focused on column one and only column one, right? Because if it's revenue generating, I'm sorry, if it's something that gives you energy and is non-revenue generating, then it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It just means you shouldn't be spending a ton of your time doing it when you're in business mode, right? I'll give you an example. I love playing golf. I enjoy it. And I don't nearly get out to the golf course as much as I should. Matter of fact, I need to bring that to the top of my vision and start doing more of that and time blocking that. But I'm not making money playing golf. You know, I'm okay, but I'm not very good. You know, I'm not winning any bets. I'm not winning any tournaments. That'll probably fall in column two for me. So if I took afternoon off and I went to go play golf and I was doing this exercise, I would document that. Hey, I played golf for 3-4 hours. That would fall in the second column for me. It gives me energy, but it's non-revenue generating. So that may or may not be something I do on a daily basis, but that's certainly not a business activity. Now, if I was doing it with investors, right? If I was doing it with potential private money lenders or other wholesalers, I was building a relationship with other entrepreneurs. Now that can cross over into something that is falling from, you're taking it from column two to column one. So you can get creative here. You can think outside the box and say, okay, well, the things in column two, if they give me energy and I enjoy doing them, they're non-revenue generating. How can I potentially make them revenue generating? Now, I'm not saying that the things that you love to do to turn everything into a business. That's not what I'm saying at all. But in that golf example, what if instead of going out to the driving range by myself, I invited a couple entrepreneur buddies and we did a foursome out there and we just had some fun. Inevitably, we're going to talk business, we're going to talk life, and that could be a way to continue furthering and building a relationship while doing something that I enjoy. Just giving you an example. But the point is that you want to be spending the majority of your time on column one, right? And then column three and four, you want to figure out how you either get that out of your world, outsource, delegate, or automate. Okay. So my friends, let me know what you think about this. I would love for you to take me up on this and actually do this, share your results with me. Let me know if I can help you in any way and if you want me to go deeper in this topic. And again, if you have any interest in a potential mastermind, private, exclusive, intimate mastermind that I might be hosting in the Florida Keys, head over to flipm.com/private and we will go from there. Have an awesome, awesome day. Signing out.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.